Talk and then some. TNT.
Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to the show, everybody.
What is this?
The ambient sound is just weird.
That's what you get for going home early during.
Going home early for.
Oh. Hey! It's not the sound that I'm trying to put in my head. I'm trying to remember what I was looking at when I was hearing this. Bouncy. Stop bouncing, please.
Everybody was bouncing last weekend. Happy fiesta, belated. And yeah. We sure had fun.
I guess relatively it was a. That's safe a good enough. One. It was a good that fiesta, was a
good,
yeah, celebration.
Was a good tamed.
Yeah.
Welcome. No. Return to the usual.
A lot of things happening. A lot of places to go. People having fun.
Yeah, it was all spread out. You got your downtown people. You got your uptown people.
Yeah. That was always great. Not everything is concentrated downtown. Nothing anymore. Happening uptown.
Yeah.
So. This I think this is the first fiesta where everybody had a choice of either starting with the uptown gigs and then going downtown, or going going with the downtown gigs and then finishing the night uptown. Which a lot of people did.
You know what I realized that's lacking uptown?
What?
Good motels.
Oh, you had to bring it up. I thought there was one.
No, they have hotels.
But they don't have hotels? No, I don't think so.
They have boutique hotels. A lot.
Stonestown is one.
But there's no, like, you know, garage parking. Charger by 2 hours, three.
Who's a known Will?
Well, we he had
come
to
on,
say
Will.
The name. We can't afford to put up one. We're not in that level yet.
I just realized we don't have motels uptown. Or I could be wrong, because I know I have a. Because I know for a fact that in Buntong we have one.
Yeah, red something.
Yeah, you're right.
Red Court.
There you go, Red Court.
I'm
not going to ask you why you know that.
It's pretty roomy, fairly clean, but getting a ride out.
It's hard. Yeah, okay. So you're better off bringing your car.
And the fact that it's income makes it less likely for you to be caught. Yeah.
Until we upload this episode, of course.
Until you post online that you're going to go have your own team building.
In Red Court.
Team building. That's the key.
Quote unquote team building.
Team building, yeah.
And then turn off locations in your phone. Which he forgot, by the way.
What a stupid fuckhead. I mean, you know what? This is the first time you did it, didn't you? I mean, you got to turn on your location services.
You ruined our image.
I mean, you know, it's okay.
Wait,
you know,
who are we talking about?
Somebody in Cebu
didn't
got
know about
caught.
This.
Somebody in Cebu, one of the BPO, one of the TLs leaders.
Told the wife we're going to do team building and then posted team building on social media. Mm-hmm.
And he got
and
caught.
And then the wife goes, why is a team building happening in a hotel? We got to check it out. He got caught.
He got caught.
Yep.
Why?
So why did you turn off? Why?
He went viral because of that.
Amateurs, what can I say?
For all you know, the guy probably didn't know the wife put like an air tag somewhere.
Could be.
Yeah,
it happens.
I mean, you know, if your husband is like somebody who's been around, wives are bound to do that nowadays. I mean, you know, a thousand pesos for your peace of mind.
You can have a side chick and have your own personal software where you agree that that's where you only chat. Mm-hmm. And you put a password protect on it. Mm-hmm. Meaning everything else, FB, Telegram, it's open. You know, you want to foster a sense of trust with a wife. And I'm giving you this advice because...
Yeah, you gotta, this is how it's supposed to be done.
And my wife does not listen to this program, so I can talk freely.
You do realize, but sometimes when we're together, she listens to it.
Yeah, but not this episode, please. Okay. Here are some tips. Okay?
I'll make a note.
There's a ton of chat programs, and a lot of them are obscure or are new.
Yeah.
Okay. Agree on one and set that only app as, you know, on password protect, meaning that you cannot open it.
So we're talking about
Signal.
Signal.
Whatever. whatever.
Yeah, or WhatsApp in the Philippines. Not a lot of people use that unless you're a business guy.
Yeah, but it's known. True. But it's a known chat program, so okay, stay away from it.
Yeah, all right. So WhatsApp, use thing.
Viber, yeah. Don't use it. Mm-hmm. FB Messenger, don't use it. Just choose some obscure freaking Chinese app for chatting. I don't know. Set it up. Agree that's where you are going to be chatting.
Yeah.
And once you agree that you're going to meet somewhere, for the love of God,
turn off your
location.
GPS.
One, it consumes additional power. Number two,
it's easy to get you.
Why?
All right. So my days are gone when it comes to that because my wife calls me on video call every time nowadays.
Oh.
If I don't pick up, she's going to find it funny, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's me. I'm talking about the younger ones. If you guys want to get away with it.
You do know about airplane mode, don't you?
If you guys want to get away with
it. No,
we can do a lame excuse like, you know, the signal is bad. Which I do, and it's actually bad.
I ran out of juice.
I do that all the time because the video call nowadays, it's not even guaranteed. 6 out of 10, it fails. Because it's just how internet in the Philippines is. At the moment.
Okay.
So I can actually, what I'm saying is I can actually get away with it if I wanted to. But what I'm saying is for the younger ones, screw that. Train everybody not to call you on video. I mean, you know, conventional call.
Worst case scenario, anteroom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's
then
a lot of those places.
That little gem.
I try to get away with
that little gem.
I try to get out of the meeting just to pick up the call.
Yes.
Like, what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, that's not even going to work for my wife, man.
And if you want to disconnect, do not press the end call button. Press the airplane mode button because it's going to come up as something. It's going to come up
call
different.
Failed.
Call failed instead of call disconnected.
Disconnected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Can't believe we're teaching people to cheat.
I know. This guy messed up big time.
The guy that went viral,
he messed up big time. Didn't get the briefing before he actually put it into practice.
I'm gonna put up a Reddit conversation.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll go viral.
What I don't like about putting in stuff like that is, you know, the number of downvotes that you're gonna get, and you're gonna lose a whole lot of karma.
Oh man!
You actually do follow that thing?
You actually
no, because you
in karma?
No, you can. You cannot join certain channels. You can't. They have certain karma
points.
Points.
Minimum qualifications before you can join.
To join a certain group.
Mm. All right.
Plus, it's nice to look at. You know, I almost got 1,000 karma right now. If I'm going to put in a channel like that, I bet all the girls are going to give me one. So that's going to have it effectively overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying something about what?
Speaking of getting viral,
mm-hmm.
past week.
Uh-huh. Which one?
Yeah, which one?
That was last week.
It was last week.
Okay, so here's another thing that happened last week, ladies and gentlemen.
When we were in Able.
What?
Road rage.
Oh!
Ex-cop.
Ex-cop who works for
the Supreme Court.
He got put it out because of the incident. And the incident happened like a couple of weeks ago, actually.
On the 8th of August,
but
if
the
I remember
people,
correctly.
Some of the people related to the guy that was the victim of the incident actually wasn't comfortable with what transpired, that they finally started talking about
it. I find
it
highly suspect that... that he doesn't want to press any charges after what he said to Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Raymond Fortune.
The cyclist?
Yeah, the cyclist.
He doesn't know. I can understand
why he gets scared. Mm-hmm. I can understand that. But he keeps denying.
No, he's not wired like us. If we were in his shoes, we'd kick the guy's ass, right?
Yeah, I mean, but that's scared us. Too.
Oh, screw that. Yeah, we'd be scared too, but screw that. We're going to fight it out to the end.
Yeah,
because we're wired like that.
Probably my first demand is, you know, put down the gun and let's fight it out.
Yeah, or when you're talking at the precinct and then you're not comfortable and then you're at a disadvantage and you just said yes, you get home, you realize, okay, I made a big mistake. That wasn't supposed to be. And then you fight it out and you get to talk to Raymond Fortune. how we are wired is we're going to fight the guy and kick his ass. But that's us. The guy, right, if you've been under the cyclist
rock,
guy.
If you've been under a rock for the past week or so and then have no idea about this. There was a traffic alter.
Give me a wing.
It's the last one.
You're not supposed to have that wing.
Well, it's too bad. I'm hungry. Anyway, what do you call this? So there was a traffic altercation between the guy in the car and the guy in the bicycle. The car was in the bike lane, and
the guy was swerving.
He was going after the guy in the bike.
Oh, okay.
Because according to the guy with the car, his car got hit by the bike, so he got a little pissed. So he was running after him, and once he caught him, that's where he got out, pulled out a gun.
Everything was okay until he pulled out the gun. Yeah, and he cocked the gun, and then pulled out the gun, cocked the gun.
And then he
smacked
the guy in the head.
Yep. Not the smacking, no problem.
Yeah.
It was pulling out of the gun.
It was pulling out of the gun. And
he can't get away with that.
And cocking the gun.
Yeah, he can't get away with that. That
it's
was
a good thing, though. That his trigger finger was out of the...
I don't care. He pulled out a gun.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, if he had his trigger finger in the trigger, it would have been a bigger problem for him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's not right that what he did.
You're going to ask somebody who's received instructions on how to use a firearm. Every time you pull out a gun, even if you want to use it before you aim it, that trigger finger should be off the trigger.
Yeah.
So that's normal.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's not a tell that you're not going to shoot the guy.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a cop, so he's trained to do that. Yep.
Excuse me. He got dismissed in 2017.
Yeah, because he was a crooked cop.
Crooked cop.
It turns out he was a crooked cop.
Involved with letting go of Chinese nationals.
Like, yeah, so...
And illegal drugs, and involving illegal
possession
drugs.
Of a lot of drugs, which, if we can assume, he got paid along the way. That's why he let the guy go. I mean, the guy. Look at the guy. He looks like a cop.
Instead of getting paid, he loves getting blowjobs. So
like, you know, if you ask me, like, dude, thank your God it wasn't us. That was the cyclist that got into trouble with you, because if it was us. You wouldn't last a week.
What are the consequences of benefit wise if you got dismissed?
Nothing.
No, nothing.
You lose your pension.
Yeah, you lose your pension.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And another thing is perpetual disqualification from public office. That means you can't work for the government anymore.
Why is he working for the judge?
No. Because he got dismissed the last time. He was probably. They probably whitewashed some aspects of why he was dismissed. So he was like a freelancer after that. Mm-hmm. So like, okay, I can be your bodyguard or whatever. Probably know somebody who knows the judge or the justice in this case, because that guy works for the Supreme Court. So yeah, that case to case, we didn't really look at it until this happened. And then we found out he's a fucking crooked cop. He's a crooked cop. So
what's the latest? What's going to happen?
Well, the LTO has issued a suspension.
There are certain violations where the government can file against him and censure and revoke or whatever. But when it comes to what happened to the cyclist,
they can't.
Unless the cyclist files the case, which I think he should. We can't force him, but for evil to persist, it only takes good men to
keep quiet.
That's the thing.
Although there is a light at the end of the tunnel, because apparently there's another video that surfaced that wouldn't, because even the guy who originally took the video also they talked to him.
He was threatened.
He was threatened also. But, you know,
threatened after during that incident?
After the incident.
After?
Yeah.
Because he knew that he posted a video.
They knew that he posted the video.
Oh.
So they traced him back. They traced the video back to him.
Mm-hmm.
So they talked to him and then took out the video. That's why you don't see the video anymore on Facebook, because he took it down. Everyone who forwarded a video from Facebook... You can't see it anymore, but if you saw it on Reddit and then forwarded it through Reddit, then you can still see it.
Or I think Twitter. It's still on X.
It's still on X. Okay. Oh, sorry, not Twitter.
I want to download it, create my own file, and, yeah, then upload it again. And then tell the guy to call me. That way, oh, you're finally here. All right. I'm not the cyclist, and I'm not scared of you, so what do you want to do now? You're not going to pay me because I'm not going to get bribed or anything.
Intimidated.
Yeah, I'm not going to get intimidated.
Because you can really tell from the...
You're a crooked cop, so what do you want to happen now?
Because you can really tell from the cyclist that the guy's scared, which is understandable.
Yeah,
He's not wired
can't
like...
Can't sleep.
He's not wired like the
guy's
ready to fly. Stressed
out, he said, his scared.
Based on the last interview that was done, he's scared of being double riding in tandem victim.
Yeah.
Something. So,
which,
yeah.
In layman's terms, you know, like, shoot the guy.
Yeah.
So, on the street.
Mm-hmm. Or worse.
Worse.
Members of his family.
Yeah. So right now the LTO has issued a suspension on his license, which he surrendered. Well, not him, but his son surrendered his license because he didn't bother to go to the LTO.
He has a son. He didn't wear a condom, you mean? He actually multiplied. What the
I know,
fuck?
Right?
Seriously?
And then,
really, man?
Because the car wasn't really registered to him.
So who owns the car?
It was a different name, a doctor or something.
Oh, so not related to anybody who lives with him, like the
far
wife?
As I know.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, before we jump into his defense,
But wearing a rubber, that's a bad idea when you're a fucking crooked cop. Do not multiply if you're a crooked cop.
Yeah, it's
that
like
should
that,
be the rule in this country.
It's kind of like that cop who shot his neighbors point blank.
Yeah.
The daughter was there, like, you, in front of your daughter, dude. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
How crazy can you be? Oh, he's
seriously,
dead now.
Man.
I think the guy died of a heart attack inside the Bolivian.
Thank you, Digong.
Those needle marks, it's in the movies, but thank God you guys didn't check in prisons too. Because, you know, you might find some.
No, even if you know, I'm not.
So, right now, the Senate is.
Getting involved.
What? With the cyclist?
This incident, because apparently there was another incident also of road rage involving a pedestrian and a guy on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, with a cop and a soldier.
Both of them were under the government service. One was a cop, the other one's
under the soldier.
Under ESAP.
I think that was a lesser case.
It was a lesser case, and then because there were
the
also videos.
The cop explained his side.
The cop was videoed holding a gun, kneeling on the guy from the.
He explained he was trying to arrest the guy.
Mm-hmm. I saw a gun, so I tried to disarm him. Mm-hmm. You know,
that was easy. And his hand was not pointing at the guy. He was trying to apprehend the guy.
Yeah.
It just happened. Everything was okay with that.
As compared to the other one who's claiming he has a belt bag and you know bikers has the screwdriver. What the fuck is wrong
so
with this
guy? So if you know
guy?
That, why did you get out of the car?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he went out of his way to block the guy on the bike with a car.
Yeah.
Using the bike lane, by the way.
Got out.
He thought he probably is going to get away with it, and then shit just hit the fan, and now...
It was just so annoying, because a couple of hours after the video came out, the following day, he was in the press conference with the cops.
Yeah.
And then he goes like, the guy you sent to come in, and the ciclista...
And then the chief was relieved, I think, or resigned.
No, he resigned.
Yeah,
because he tendered his resignation.
Out of embarrassment, because he was acting as a defense lawyer for the freaking cop.
And then, in hindsight, he goes like, I think I fucked up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He kind of goes like...
Hats off to that police chief. Yeah. You knew you fucked up.
You fucked up. You're fucking stupid. I mean, now he realizes while he's drinking, listening to the upload of this episode right now, he lost a lot. He's not going to get a pension. He's not going to get...
No. He resigned, so he's still going to get some.
No, I don't think so.
No, he wasn't dismissed.
He wasn't dismissed.
He wasn't?
No,
he wasn't.
I'm talking about that. We're talking about the NCRPL chief who
the
was
guy.
In the... But tried to defend...
Not the ex-cop.
forget just, about the ex-cop.
Yeah, he was, yeah, all right.
No, but the funny thing was, up until that press conference, he kept saying that, oh, you don't know the whole story, so you don't really have to talk about it that much. All you need to know is nakayusa na kami ng siklista, and then...
The thing is, he didn't get the point, the part where we don't need the whole story. You pulled out a gun and cocked it.
You cocked it. That's it. That's
unless you can get away with that few seconds that you did that, then we're not going to talk about anything. Otherwise, if you can't negate whatever we saw and defend and justify that, then there's nothing to talk about. And then we look back because we're curious that you look like that and you did that. And then we found out you're a fucking crooked cop.
It's just so funny how these online, especially on the Facebook and on Instagram, how these really, really bored kids just Photoshop the guy. And it's yeah, freaking enjoying.
Yep. Competing with Jose Marie Chan.
Competing with Jose Marie Chan.
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, by the way,
competing with Chot Reyes for the honor of the country.
Yeah. Chot.
Don't you know that?
Yeah.
Chot Reyes should be thankful to this guy that incident happened because if this incident didn't happen, somebody would be out to kill Chot Reyes right now.
Everything is a little bit watered down as far as Gilas and FIBA is concerned because of this COVID cop. Everybody would have gone down like a ton of bricks on Chot for what happened.
The last I've heard, because he hasn't been
diluted.
He was interviewed again.
Mm-hmm. What did he say? He's gonna step
down. And then he defended himself. He goes like, he slammed his hand on my car with a glove with those gloves with knuckles on them.
Yeah, you know, no, he doesn't have knuckles.
Yeah, I know.
The gloves on bikers.
No, but he's claiming that the guy...
Because he's a fucking crooked cop.
Why did he try to get away with it?
And then they zoomed in on the screenshot of the video. They go like, the guy doesn't even have gloves.
Yeah, exactly. The guy lies.
So where's the knuckles?
Yeah, the guy is lying. The guy is crooked. The guy is fucking corrupt.
Yes, but as long as the primary people involved in it, it's not going to file a criminal case, a complaint against them.
Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. They could always file a civil suit against the guy, but at most, he's not going to get jailed for it.
No, what's going to happen? He's going to lose what illegal thing that he got by being dismissed and still getting benefits. Those benefits that he was able to get. Because I listened to a press conference earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He used somebody's credential in filing for the after he got dismissed, which is why I cannot explain it, but how he got his benefits after he got dismissed was illegal as well.
Really? So, nahalungkat na appeal.
Yeah.
So now he's paying the price because of what he did to the cyclist.
Because
the cyclist doesn't need to do anything anymore.
If you're a crooked cop, try to keep your cool because once people see you, they're gonna go through your entire life with a microscope.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
And they will see everything in this day and age. Everyone will see everything, and no matter how many press conferences you do, nobody's gonna believe you anymore.
anger is
one thing. That's why I think the Senate again has this. They're going to go through hearings again in aid of legislation because they want to put a stop to this whole road rage thing. And I can understand because I'm pretty ragey when it comes to the road sometimes. Ragey. That's wrong.
No, it's there's the fine line between.
But I don't pull out a gun.
Being sane. No, what I'm trying to explain, this is a fine line between remaining sane and extracting revenge at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
You're still calculated. Mm-hmm. You know the consequence. You know what your limits are. Right? You know, there's... And then when you cross over...
So, in short, my blocking the entire bridge.
Blocking the entire bridge?
It's fine.
And not pulling out a gun is still calculated.
It's fine.
Even if a police, even if a traffic cop looks at you, he's going to see no violation.
Yeah.
Right? So that's being calculated. But you're smiling, which means you're a psychopath. but at the same time, you're not going to get arrested. So.
Yeah, but apparently my friend does not like what I do. So Screw that.
Unless if your friend is named Mike.
Mike D, yeah. Then, yeah, we can. It's funny because when I talk to my cousins in Manila, I found out I wasn't alone in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They also do it.
Mm-hmm. Do what?
The whole harang, the motorcycle thing.
Oh.
They make harang also on the road.
When you say don't generalize, because normally there are more responsible, let's say, motorbike riders out there. I beg to differ because I drive every day. And the ones that are causing us to get into an accident are these people, man. Sorry to say, but
let's put it this way. I don't drive, and I also see it.
But the thing is, with four wheels, you don't have a choice, man. You're stuck there. So much as these people are probably wanted to be assholes during rush hour, thing is, you can't move. You have four wheels. But with bikers, more responsibility rests on them to be keeping their cool.
Yeah.
Because if they choose to, they can do it. And chances are, more often than not, they do it. So you see them all the time, you know, like, you know, screwing up, stopping just anywhere
or filtering.
I've had my share of carbon fiber bumpers messed up because of them, man. Over the years, not the four wheels, it's these motorbikers. And I get that every day. And then in a off chance that they're the ones in the right and you made a mistake, it's like the end of the world for you, because they're gonna point at you, they're gonna look at you funny,
scream at you.
I was like, dude, if I wasn't causing traffic, I'm gonna get out and then it's smack the bejesus out of you at 7:30 in the morning. But I'm gonna beat the fucking time in card somewhere, man. So I don't have a choice.
Yeah,
except
just let
to
it go.
Ignore you and then move
just
on.
Let it go.
I once got into this, and I'm going to say this again, I don't drive, okay? I once got into this argument over in Facebook with somebody who was ranting about four-wheelers not being considerate because it's raining. And he was driving his motorcycle, and this incoming four-wheel driver hit a puddle and splashed water on his face. Mm-hmm. So I was like, so what do you want the four-wheelers to do? You want them to stop at every puddle and then wait for the coast to be clear so that they can continue on?
Move? Yeah. That's not how it goes.
Yeah, it's,
right?
That's not how,
you know,
it
mean,
works. That's not how it works.
You're the one who chose to get in a motorcycle on a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah, it became a problem, especially in Metro Manila, when every time it rains.
Mm-hmm.
They
use up all the
one of the major causes of traffic in the metro when it rains is that all the bikes just hide under the bridges, the overpasses.
Yeah, overpass.
And they occupy 1, 2, 3 lanes of
which is
the road.
And then their common defense is consideration, respeto naman. Umaawa naman kayo, anong gagawin namin?
Dude, it's the road. The Philippines has two seasons, wet and dry. We are in the wet season.
It's wet more often than not, and 26 typhoons.
That's our average. 26 typhoons a year. That's more than twice a month.
Yep.
How difficult is it for you to bring a capote or even a poncho?
Invest in a good capote or a poncho. Yeah. Instead of making your wheels small, your lights blue and your wheels twice smaller than what's legal.
And your tambocho loud.
And your tambocho louder. Why don't you invest in something that's going to protect you from the elements
and
better?
Put a strobe light as a brake light. I mean, what gives, man?
Right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, so you can't.
How much is a raincoat? 400?
Sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. Don't use the
Lazada? 150.
Don't use the military length ponchos though.
Why?
It's accident prone. Because it's too long. It gets caught in the.
You don't use a poncho when you drive a bike. It's just common sense.
No, I mean there's the military poncho that can be worn while you're riding bike where only your face is exposed.
Oh, okay.
And it's very long, so sometimes it drags and then it gets into the wheel. So don't use that. But there's other ways. A lot cheaper than trying to mutilate your bike.
It's a lot cheaper than paying for the fine because you obstructed traffic.
Mm-hmm.
where's the consideration there? I mean, how hard is it for you to buy a raincoat? I mean, really?
Just like trying to force yourself, trying to force the people enforcing the traffic laws that, wala naman gumagamit the bus ngayon sa bus lane. And you get caught inside the bus lane. Grabe kayo, hindi ko naaawas sa mga mahihirap. It's like, it's a bus lane. Bus lane? Yeah, why Manila, are you in the bus lane?
In Manila, the MMDA has a habit of apprehending every moving violation that they can find on a motorcycle, which is, like, right here in Cagayan, it's not really enforced anymore, the whole helmet thing, because of the whole riding in tandem thing.
Babies all over the place. When we were going home this afternoon, I know.
I see it.
Babies in between
the mom
two
and the dad.
People who are not even wearing helmets. So it's a whole family thing. If some, knock on wood, something happens.
God forbid something happens, then it's just a disaster waiting to happen.
So the baby's going to be the sandwich bread and a meat sandwich. Okay.
But, you know, I don't know if it's just the masochist in me or I just enjoy watching people getting arrested, especially those motorbikes. Cause like, dude, how stupid can you be? You know that there's a 3,000 peso fine for the wrong helmet. Because a lot of people...
3,000? Again?
No. Well, it's supposed to be 3,000, but especially if you're wearing the non-regulated
bike helmet. Not the motorbike helmet, bike helmet.
Not the motorcycle helmet. So it's 3,000. 500 for the slippers.
What's the fine for, if you remember, for wearing a bike helmet and you're riding a motorcycle?
It's 3,000.
Usually no, 1,500.
No, in Manila it's 2,000.
Really? Nowadays? Yeah.
Depends on the LGU, yeah. But here,
1,500.
The average is that 1,500.
Okay.
Still,
it's. I mean, it's easily addressed.
That's the price of somebody. That's twice the price of a girl you can pick up along Valley Street. I'm just kidding. All right, go ahead. Okay.
No, but what I mean to say is, you know that they're gonna catch you or apprehend you if you don't wear a helmet, especially.
But you insist.
So why do it, right?
So and then most of them would actually say, "Oh, malapit lang dyan lang ako."
Yeah. There's the term for that. Dilag.
Dilag. Yeah. Dyan lang ako gan.
Dyan lang ako gan.
Yeah. Dyan lang ako.
And you don't
even have to listen to them. You know that that's what you're saying because they start pointing and go like, "Oh, they're dead lang ako."
And since both of their hands are on the steering wheel or the steering bar, they're gonna point with their lips. Dilag. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Gadget addict rules.
I know, right?
It's annoying how he doesn't really say anything new.
He doesn't. Yeah.
It's like the same spiel every video that he gets. But it's just that, like I said, I don't know if it's just the masochist in me, but I just enjoy watching people get apprehended. Like you know that they're there. Why pursue it?
Or getting caught twice in a row.
Getting caught twice
on the same road. My God. So that Senate investigation is going to take place.
Well, because I think they want legislation for road rage and all this. It's
not so much on the bike lane because it's there. It's just that anywhere in the Philippines,
that makes him doubly an idiot for being on the bike lane.
Yeah, but Senator J.V. Ejercito also has a good point.
Mm-hmm. He's a biker, by the way.
He's a biker. So, but yeah. he
and Raymond Fortune as
he
well.
He is an avid biker also. But Senator J.V.
They're
said
like
as
the
much.
Weak ones. They have road bikes. Come on,
Jesus
man.
Christ.
Okay.
You frown the whole time you ride, and then you're happy when you get to your destination. If we have fun while we're riding down the trail, getting our ribs cracked and everything.
Let's put it this way, Ryan. A minute, when I buy my road bike, it's going to have a big sign that says, "I'm sorry, Ryan."
Yeah.
My apologies.
What the fuck are you going to buy a road bike for starters anyways?
I mean, if somebody was going to offer it at a good price, then, you know,
yeah,
I'm not
you
that
have
rich.
A point there, yeah.
So, anyway. So
JV was saying something?
Said as much that, you know, there are times where in mm-hmm. nobody rides a bike along the bike lane, so you might as well get utilized by the motorcycles and the mm-hmm. cars.
Okay.
It's just that they have to really
Once
study.
You see a biker, you stay away from
it. Stay away.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's kind of like this whole lane filtering legislation or...
So it's not like a strict rule where you... touch the line of the bike lane and you get penalized. No, it's not about that.
It's staying
it's
there.
It's about keeping a distance for bikers using that lane.
Using
so
the
if
lane.
There's no biker, fine.
Go ahead.
Yeah, use it.
The problem is that when the people who are tasked to oversee...
Enforce. Yeah, and then penalize somebody who breaks the rule.
Who breaks the rule.
They're not there.
Because.
Even in Cagayan, we have a bike lane.
Nobody... Yeah,
at the end of the Vela Street is a bike lane.
Yeah.
Nobody enforces the law there.
It's
that
all
happens
the parking
to be my
lane.
Office space every day. So I'm looking at it, and like in the Rotunda area,
uh-huh.
people park there,
yeah.
and nobody arrests them. A bike lane is not supposed to be an area where you park at all times.
Or sell
burgers or whatever.
Yeah,
I know we love your burgers too. Don't get me wrong, okay?
Yeah, but dude, you just
can't
do that.
Can't
respect
do that.
The bikers, but we don't. If we don't enforce it, then people are gonna just use the space.
Sayang naman.
Yeah, exactly. And JV road bike. Yeah, you got the hot girls riding with the road bikes. So.
A bike is a bike. Road, cross-country, it's a bike. Come on, dude.
Until you start riding. Until you start riding and then you realize,
it's a bike.
There's a heaven of a difference between a road biker and a...
It's kind of like a sedan and a 4x4 pickup. There's a world of difference. It's still a car.
Applies to the
bike. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Too.
But it's still a vehicle. It's a car.
And then you can see the...
But I'm going to stay on the road. Give me a road bike.
Troll, you keep it on the pavement, cemented roads. Yeah, road bike. We'll go.
I don't want to die. I don't want to go with you and Mike D going up. You know, going up to the mountains. I want to live.
Mike
yeah,
D.
But the difference is when you're on a road bike, you're frowning up until you reach the point where you stop. We're having fun the whole time. Which one would you want to pick? Right? I mean,
well, pick the one that I can afford.
Which is not
BMX.
The road bike, definitely. Road bikes are more expensive.
Yeah,
they
true.
Are?
Yeah,
yes, they are.
Of course.
Okay, then I'm going with you. Let's put it that way.
Like times what? 5 times 10?
You know, man.
No, a decent enduro bike would probably cost you like $500,000.
Damn.
Okay, let's say decent. 250,000.
Yeah, you could get one.
Still damn.
Road bike. A mountain bike? A decent mountain bike would probably cost you about $60,000. So it's a heaven of a difference.
I'm thinking about whether buying an inverter for like $15,000 or air conditioning, and that alone gives me the creeps. When
yeah,
I'm
but it goes to your body. That's the thing.
Okay.
It goes back to your health and everything. So that's justification enough.
Okay.
You know, it settles the argument every time, actually. Like, you know, you don't feel funny anymore after you ride a couple of weeks regularly.
We need more of this. Not the smacking. Not the, you know, we want more.
What crooked cops?
You know, what crooked cops do. Get them exposed.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah.
I mean, if you know, if you have a neighbor that's a crooked cop, it's a you know, doing nasty stuff in your neighborhood. This is the 21st century, man. Get your phone cameras active.
This is the Me Too era.
Yeah. Shoot whatever. If he's trying to bully someone, just take a photo or take a video, upload it.
Just don't
say anything. Okay, because your voice can be recognized because you're neighbors, but then again, upload. Was,
have you heard the original? Have you seen the original video where you could hear the guy talking in the inside the video inside the car?
No.
Gago talagang hinabol. Pucha pare.
May baril.
May baril.
Yeah, I heard that. Pucha may baril.
Pucha may baril.
And knowing
I love the commentary.
Knowing that they're from Luzon or Metro Manila, they're just the sight of a gun being, you know, held is, you know, freaked them out.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's that one too. So, lesson learned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're an asshole, don't do it on the road where people have dash cams.
Yeah, dash and you know, you
easy access to
contribute.
Because a lot of people now, especially places of business, they are required to have CCTVs inside and out.
Nowadays,
it's required.
Your business permit.
Dude, we have a cheap car and I have a dash cam.
Yeah, there you go. Don't get your license, business permit, don't get renewed unless
if you have
a working CCTV.
Inside and going out.
That's part of the deal now.
So,
I think every single
everywhere
highly urbanized
you could be
city.
Seen, even the lowliest barangay in big cities now have cameras all over the place.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's a good chance that, you know, people will see you pick your nose.
Correct.
And eating a booger. So, I mean, you know, try not to do it.
So, there. Interesting.
So, if you're hot-headed and own a gun, just try not to pull it out and cock it.
Yeah, much as...
Yeah.
You realize that some of these people
they could
deserve
have just
it.
Held it.
No, but I don't see the point where you think a biker deserves it.
No.
I could be biased because I'm a biker.
No,
but
no,
if
no,
you're
no.
a freaking asshole, go to a motorbiker, not a cyclist.
A cyclist, yeah.
One.
Cyclist is not even covered by the traffic rules. Because they're not operating a motor vehicle to start up.
Yeah. You work for a judge for crying out loud.
And then, yeah, he's probably... Don't you get ideas on the do's and don'ts, on certain laws observing?
If that was me, I probably would have blocked the guy, asked him to take off his helmet, mm-hmm. took a photo, mm-hmm. and I tell them, I work for a judge, yeah. too bad, I'll see you in court.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what you did was wrong, or, you know, I could have... But then again,
I'll point to the damage on my car.
He was at
whatever.
Fault. He was a crooked cop. He abused his authority, and that's where the
even
problem is.
If he got sideswiped, I don't think it suffices.
Yeah. You can't pull out a gun. Exactly.
No.
Yeah,
either way,
it was it's a wrong move. It's
wrong
just
move
stupid.
For him. And then,
one of those rare times that I was thinking correctly. Because I got into a verbal argument. This was a long time ago, even before I had kids. I got into a verbal argument with a neighbor who's an ex-military guy. Mm-hmm. So it was, and I was surprised because after the argument, he said, "I know that you report for work late at night because I was working for this radio station, graveyard shift, being trained by two assholes that keep on."
telling you to buy flowers.
Asking you to send flowers.
Send flowers to certain women?
Yeah, some girls was never going to say yes to them.
I got scared. So if I bring a gun and if I shoot the guy and he's unarmed.
Don't have a problem.
Number two, he's a soldier, which means that if we're both going to pull guns, I'm going to lose. Mm-hmm. Number three, okay, so, but I don't want to be left defenseless, so I carry the gun and
just to even the score or just to,
just
know,
one bullet.
Just to contain the odds.
Yeah, meaning before I die, I'll take that shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Not something that I'm suggesting everybody, but at least my mind was thinking a little bit sane that time. I didn't have any kids. I want to go down in the blaze of glory, so, but not go to jail because I was the one who pulled out a gun in the first place. Okay, so, yeah, big no,
and you weren't authorized to carry that gun to begin with.
And it was the election period too, by the way.
Oh yeah,
damn,
it was the election period, and the one who discovered that was my boss. May he rest in peace, yeah. Paul Christian.
Another boss passed on. Just recently.
Oh, yeah, your old boss.
But yeah, baby Michael, Mike Enriquez, rest in peace, man.
Yeah, I missed the...
We resigned from the guy when we had to transfer to another network, you remember?
Yeah.
Mike?
We waited
good
for
riddance,
him.
Good riddance, man. We'll see you on the other side, dude.
Remember that we were discussing, when are we going to resign?
Exactly.
Mike is coming over next week. Let's resign.
Exactly. So he talked to me. He goes, this is freaking ironic. You're getting out of our network to join the network where we left because we couldn't agree with them.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. It was a deja vu when we found out the guy passed on.
I'm gonna miss the eat all you can at the fruit stand.
At
Mike.
The fruit stand, yeah, he does that every day. Every time he's in the city.
So he's trying to live a healthy life at that time. So whenever
he's in town, instead of us drinking because the boss is here, he brings us the fruit stand.
In Vitoria.
Eat all you can.
Eat anything. He pays for everything.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what we do every single time he's here. So that's why I remember about Mike Enriquez.
Baby Michael.
People would probably know him because of his TV stuff, which we don't really care.
But you know him from radio.
Yeah, we've known him being the radio guy that he is. So yeah, Baby Michael, rest in peace.
I think he was one of the first of the FM DJs. What?
Yeah, one of the old ones, yeah.
He was one of the first ones who ventured into FM. Back in the day.
He got the whole thing, you know, his generation got the whole FM thing rolling.
Yeah, but, you know, he left another FM network to put up WKC. And
yeah,
he brought it up to number one in 3 months.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's his record. And the rest of the team are still living. So, yeah.
Still Billy Willie?
Yeah, and everybody else, I think so. Yeah, baby Michael. Rest in peace, man.
Your old boss.
We learned quite a lot of things from you, man. Interesting.
And, but you hired Archie. Mm-hmm. No, somebody else hired Archie.
Didn't make everything easy for us as far as the lower ranked morons in the company at the time, but we remember the guy up there who happens to be Baby Michael or Mike Enriquez
or Ilong.
Yep.
Really?
We're the only ones that know him. That, yeah.
That
somebody who's in the inner circle and in the same company that he works with actually called him that
to his face.
Not really. I didn't get a chance though.
We shouldn't. Dito say long.
Oh, it's kind of like us calling.
I think he knows that people call him Ilong. Yeah,
but I'm sure he knows.
He's proud
but
of it.
People from other network have no idea. When you say Ilong, they go, "Who's that?" It's like, ah, okay, yeah. Well, you didn't work with him, so you wouldn't know.
All right.
And that's still the heyday of radio for me. I mean, the time when he was our boss. That was the ultimate thing.
That was it.
Yep.
He would step in and so he would visit the office. He got tired of the whole meeting that's happening in the conference room, and he would get out of the conference room and he would get inside your booth and say, "Get up, let me play a couple of songs." Well, the meeting is happening, and me, being the new guy, like, okay, I'm going to get out. And he would pull out and start playing
something
all the songs
that's not playable.
That you're not supposed to play.
He plays it. It's like, what the hell is going on, man?
And he's tight. He is freaking tight, god damn it.
Well, he wrote the book on it.
Yeah.
He's you could check. You would really say that the guy wrote the book on Philippine FM radio.
Yeah. And me, I couldn't even count bars and everything. So, like, the guys, this old man's got his shit together.
I don't even count bars till now. I wing it.
I don't know, man. It was gut feel for me. Up until now.
Yeah.
Because you know how to play the guitar.
That's the edge of the new breed of, like, these MCs that they do at clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I wing it. They probably count the beats or memorize the songs. But me winging it, I have an edge because I get to feel the same thing despite of whatever song that's
the old folks get it encoded into their brains, and they don't know how to do it. They just do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that they means you don't rehearse the songs or
I think you're
listen
right about
to the songs
thing,
that you play.
Yeah.
Because if I do that, that'd be too tedious for me to get in touch with the new jock or DJ or whatever club DJ I have to work with for the night. Because like, dude, what are you going to play? Give me the songs so I have to study them. Screw that, dude. I mean, you don't do that. So I stick with the gut feel that I have. And then just, you know, wing it when it happens. That's why I need alcohol to keep me going, man. I mean, I'm a bit tipsy. I count better. I listen better. I, you know, probably perform better.
So there was this lunchtime in training and a couple of, you know, fast tunes were playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept on bookending. Not really bookending, but trying to be tight. So I would say a radio station's name just before the vocals,
mm-hmm.
under my breath.
Mm-hmm.
And the person next to me was like listening to me. And I do that every three songs. You know, after three songs, he leaned over and said, "How are you doing that?" I said, "It's a long story."
It's a long story.
Because I got
to
teach you bars. So 1, 2, 3, 4 sets of 8, sets of 16, uh-huh. sets of 32.
Unless you're a dancer, you can go 5, 6, 7, 8. or we do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Or sometimes it's two sets, so that's an 8, and then it starts to roll. That's probably it. It's like, what?
Yeah. Or 16 or 32. Is
16
the
or 32,
case,
and you wait for the roll.
That means you need a tequila right now, dude. And even when you're tipsy, get back to me.
Because I could never explain it that way.
That's why I explained it that way, just to make fun of the guy. I was like, and he would still respond with, "Huh? I told you it's a long story."
No, when you came in, we just told you everything's 8 counts.
Yeah.
Screw that. Get stoned, whatever. It's 8 counts. That's what we told you because we were too busy probably getting
drunk
doing something else.
Yeah.
But technically, it could be 8, 16, or 32.
Yeah, 8, 16, 32. Wait for that roll.
Yeah. Until there's none. Until there's none. And then you're fucked because you didn't count.
Or there's the song with a half beat.
There you go. Yeah. Or somebody was counting on snares, not the bass.
Not the bass, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah, this Jack Friday, apparently.
Jack Friday.
Yeah,
he counts on the snares?
He sees the snares and I don't.
Well, he's...
I was like, what the fuck? Let's just drink because I don't want to learn the snares.
Well, he's from Norwegia, so...
Yeah.
Different country.
Different planet, dude.
Different planet.
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, I know, right? So, yeah, good old days. I mean, for those who can't relate, we're talking about when you'd go show up in school at 7:20 on a Monday because you gotta do the lupang hinirang. The guy in front of you is doing the four beat system. It's the same idea, but we're doing 8 counts on a standard music composition. And that's generally accepted principle, just like a freaking electrical receptacle is the same size anywhere in the world. It just happens that it's music for us. 8 counts. 8, that means 8 could be 16, 32, or freaking 64.
Yeah.
64 is a stretch.
Play. Yeah.
When you're talking about vinyls and everything,
correct.
Unless you're listening to Pink Floyd and Madonna. So, yeah, let's go back to 8, 16, and 32.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Or Meatloaf. Yeah, there you go.
Mike Enriquez was telling me a story one day about how he got trained. How he would fit less than 4 lines of ad lib into just a couple of seconds, because the minute he starts reading,
mm-hmm.
because everything was typewritten before, the minute he starts reading, his boss would light the thing that he was reading on fire.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ!
Literally on fire while he was reading it inside the booth.
Yeah.
So it's either you finish what you're reading. Or while you're reading it, you would understand what you're trying to read and then ad-lib.
Just go on with it.
Wing it. Just wing it.
That's radio training from back in the day.
Yeah, that's the father of that person that you're trying to sue right now, right?
Probably.
Was it?
Yeah, it was probably.
All right.
What do you mean trying to sue? I already did.
Sued already, and it's now paying. Okay, good. All right, cool.
Anyways, yeah. Well, long story short, we all learned a lot of things from the older guys, from the old timers and the old days. You know what? The funny thing is, whatever we learned back in the day, it still applies today, actually.
Yeah, this something that is kind of like what's ingrained.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow,
mm-hmm.
in our drunken stupor moments,
mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah.
Even the time that I resigned to him got burned into my memory. I mean,
me too. Yeah, I can never forget the part where I resigned from the company through Mike Enriquez. I was talking to Mike Enriquez, telling the network like I'm out. I didn't even tell him I got a better offer or I'm going somewhere else, but somehow he knew. He was like, okay, I'm going to take it against you if you don't use everything you learned here against us. And it's just ironic that I'm letting you go right now and then you're leaving us to transfer to a network whose owners we left from back in the day because we couldn't agree with them, couldn't work with them. And I had no idea who these guys are. I was just hired because apparently I was good at what I did at the time. I was like, all right, dude, you know what? I'm going to remember what you said and then figure it out years later. And then I did. I mean, after a year or two, I was like, holy shit. These guys are employers of freaking baby Michael when he was starting out.
It didn't strike me that he was with GMA that you know.
No. It's a year later. He didn't even tell us. He was talking to GMA already.
When we
resigned, a year later, he joined GMA.
Yeah, what I meant was I didn't realize that him joining GMA and us leaving that mm-hmm. network was that long ago until I saw pics.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
First year that he was with uh-huh. GMA, I was uh-huh. like, these are ancient photos.
Exactly,
man.
But it was the same year we started out Revolutionized Radio.
Yeah.
Where we are.
Yeah, so it's like, man, okay, that was a long time ago. And then he's gone.
Jesus, man. And then he made a mark on TV, and everybody remembers him being on TV. Same way as I joined like a press con just a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was there. It was a logistics company. I showed up thinking, okay, I'm attending a logistics company press con.
Mm-hmm.
They open the mic and they go, you guys probably know us as a passenger vessel. We're also a logistics company. I go, what the fuck happened? What?
Which one is it?
To Go.
Ah, okay.
Apparently, I'm too old that when I learned about To Go, it was a logistics company. The younger ones apparently know them as a passenger company nowadays.
Yeah.
So they go, we're also a logistics company. I go, yeah, right. I was supposed to be distributing freaking parcels from your company years ago.
Oh, by the way, I stopped using your logistics company because you guys suck. I have a bad experience. So before I go on with that rant, let's stop it.
Let's add that guy into it.
Yeah.
I knew you.
Your customer service was bad.
Really?
Yeah.
They fucked up big time. On the logistics side or passenger side?
On the logistics side.
Okay. Because the passenger side, their boats are pretty decent. There were times when Typhoon would tell other shipping lines not to provide us with tickets and all that, and we end up with their services. It was pretty okay. With the parcel thing, I was supposed to get into the
do you know why they're not as known as LBC? They had to introduce themselves that
uh-huh.
because they suck.
All right.
Well, they suck more than
too bad.
LBC.
They're owned by SM now, so SM is probably their lone client.
They're probably going to have a future, you know, once they start working. But
well, future because they have a captured client.
Yeah,
oh, that one too. But they got to improve it if they want to commercialize.
Oh, yeah, they better. Yeah, they should.
Yeah,
they should.
So they're going to be left behind. LBC has their ups and downs, but still, it's LBC.
LBC's got logistics down to a T. I mean,
J&T has a bad reputation when it comes to handling your stuff, but they still got a captured client.
Well, I wouldn't say handling. It's more like the delivery side.
That's part of it. The handling of the delivery. So yeah. So, but they're they're kicking their ass. No, not a lot of people know and utilize To Go as a logistics thing. Why?
Nice boats, though, for transit.
The passenger side, yes. Yeah. You know, I got some problems with that. So I got a bad experience with your logistics
and
department.
And the
so
last time that I remember, approve. I took a to-go boat to from Cebu. Food was good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't
spacious
tried
too.
The food there.
Yeah. Considering how food
I just remember their smoking area. It was that long ago.
You're still allowed.
I was still smoking when I took the to-go passenger ride.
That's ancient history. Jesus, that's old. That's a long time ago.
Damn. This is like a pretty wide smoking area, man.
Juno.
Yeah, but before
no,
you
Juno's
can.
Juno's there. Oh, hey, yo. What's going
before
on?
Before you can. I remember yeah. smoking inside the inside
cabin?
The boat.
No. To go high.
Well, not on the tourists. This the cabins, right?
Roof,
I remember we
roof
did.
Deck area where you can smoke is pretty.
No, along the side.
And the best part the about side, to go, yes. I remember the best part about to go going to Cebu. It's not at night. It's in the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
So
yeah.
Like you have longer daytime hangout.
I think when we went to Bohol, I think that was we used to go.
We did.
I yeah. remember what shipping okay. line was that?
That was
I
pretty
think,
good boat.
I think it was Sulpicio that went to Cebu from Cagayan at like 10, 11 in the morning, and then get there at around 6 or 7 at night.
The ones that are the rounded boats. That was ancient.
Yeah,
that's ancient history boat.
I know. This is like what 2000, early 2000s. No, I took that boat because I didn't have to file leave.
Those boats were so slow that, let's say, for example, those things were traveling on land. You could get off, buy breakfast, eat, and then run
and
catch
run
up.
After catch up, yeah. It was funny. All I'm saying is, you know, I took that boat a lot since I was still working in Cebu at that time. Then I came home. And then going back, I usually took Sulpicio because that was the only boat that I don't have to file a leave for Monday. Because I could always catch my schedule.
Why is that? They dock at 5 a.m.?
No. We leave at
7.
It was like, no, like 10 in the morning.
Holy shit.
And then we arrive in Cebu
like
at around
10 on a Sunday.
On a Monday.
What? Aren't you supposed to be working on a Monday?
Monday night.
Oh, 10 p.m. on a Monday.
No, my work starts at 9 p.m. on a Monday, so I arrive in Cebu at 6 or 7, at the latest 7.
So you still got a couple of hours.
I still got
to
have a few
breakfast.
Hours.
Oh, okay. All
so right. Sometimes, well, there was one time.
Do we still have that? So picture
no.
lines
no,
here?
No, not anymore.
They probably changed the company after a series of accidents.
Yeah, mishaps.
All right.
Doña
anything
Paz.
Anything that any
that's
bolt
Sulpicio?
Yeah.
Any bolt right. that starts with Doña man gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
only a while.
Doña Paz
and
was my
after
first boat to
after that,
I was really really young.
Fuck. And anyway,
and then there was one time we arrived at around 8-ish, so I didn't have time to go home, leave my bag, so I had to go directly to the office. With my bags in tow.
Now you can do that. It's not
yeah,
wrong.
But I didn't take a shower. So
I miss Cebu, come to think of it. Like,
yeah, I want to go back to Cebu where, you know
a lot of years before, when I'm on my way to Cebu.
No, there was work-related. So
when I'm on my way to Cebu for a lot of years, because it's work.
Yeah.
Seldom do I get to travel there because it's a connecting flight to go into Singapore or going to a beach party there. So that's why I'm missing Cebu.
Not
because of work. I mean, you know.
Because right now they're saying that it's easier to fly out of Cebu than in Manila.
Yeah, it is.
If you're going
always
to,
has been.
If you're going to.
So if ever we decide to go to Singapore, we got to get out via
Cebu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Correct.
And that's one of the few things I miss about it. Like,
their airport's so much better.
Yeah. And then they've gotten awards and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you go to Cebu, spend a night there, just drinking.
I don't even have to go to Cebu City. I just need to just stay in Bataan for the whole time.
Correct.
I'll be happy.
So if you want to do that, so there's options. You could go island hopping if you really want to have fun.
I'd probably stay at Chang. I love your breakfast.
You know, stay at Chang, go island hopping. I think even Shangri-La has its own boat.
Yeah, because Cebu does not have a Sofitel spiral thingy.
They don't have in Cebu.
They don't have Sofitel in Cebu, so yeah, Shangri-La.
There's just a lot of options, even in Macau.
Yeah.
my mom, you know, get in touch with my old pushers. You know, that's no, not really that, but there's still some good food in that area. Right. So different accent, so you'd listen to somebody talking. It was like that. This is what I was used to for the past 16 years of my life. So, hello Cebu.
Yeah, I miss Cebu. I haven't been there in a while.
I lived there for so long. Well, not 16 years, but you know, high school for me was in Cebu, so that was pretty memorable.
Why the hell did you spend a lot of years in Cebu?
Because my dad was stationed. Working there? Was working. Really? He got assigned in Cebu.
So the whole family lived there?
Yeah.
So you guys bought a house?
We built a house in Cebu.
Talambayan.
So what happened to the house now?
We sold it.
Why the fuck did you sell it?
Because we had to move out of Cebu.
You should have held it. You should have, you know, held it until just a few years ago.
No, until we're dead. Until you got to know us.
After we left, it was rented for a couple of years by the family of Larañaga.
Who?
Paco Larañaga.
Oh, like him?
Them.
Particularly?
Because they were our old neighbors in our old subdivision in Mandaue.
So Paco lived in your house?
They lived in our house. Okay. And I think they were the ones who bought it, too.
Okay. Whatever happened to that guy?
Well, he's in Spain now.
He is?
Yeah. He's a Spanish. He's part Spanish. So you know how the Spanish now are retracing their lineage?
And
so
then if you can prove, like,
if you could prove that part of your lineage is someone from Spain, you could become technically a
citizen. Oh, so that's why he did.
Citizen.
Oh, that's why he did.
Go wait a minute. If that's the case, then let me.
Yeah.
Let me dig it up.
So he lives there now. Well, so he's not in jail in the Philippines anymore.
He's not in jail. He's not incarcerated in the Philippines.
Yeah. Okay.
But in Spain,
which is a good thing.
He's still required to. Mm-hmm. Go home at night in the
Yeah, I know jail about cell. That thing. I know about
but
that.
But he's free to roam around in the daytime.
Okay, yeah, all right.
That's okay. I'll take that deal.
Was he guilty?
That's a long
story, right?
No, you know why? Because I know the people.
Because I'm more inclined to saying he's not.
I know the guys who testified for him, and I know that they don't lie.
Okay. So there's a good chance that
there's like two or three of his classmates who were at the culinary institute where he was studying supposedly at that time, and they vouched that.
Are we talking about the Chong sisters?
Yeah.
Here? Okay.
And they all said all of his classmates goes like he was here that night in question.
That thing is, you know, as of today, his future is ruined. I mean,
it's just that he ran with the wrong crowd. He ran with the wrong crowd.
Because
I also know the guy who was charged with him. See, that guy really is a fuck card. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the only thing. No, I would be surprised if that was the only thing that he did.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did a lot more than just the whole kidnap and rape and slay thing.
Yeah.
That's the least of the kid. Because I know the guy.
Okay. Okay. All right, cool.
And that guy's crazy. That.
Do you know Paco personally?
Yeah.
Horror. Really?
I know. We were neighbors.
He
hung out in our
house.
So what
do you think? Is he capable of doing that shit?
The PNP, actually, it was Booby who did it, so.
No, all
he
I'm
probably
saying is,
did it, and then they didn't know about it, huh?
Because his classmates would really. We're adamant that goes like he did not do it because he was not. Mm-hmm. It was impossible for him to do it on that night because.
But
he
these
was
classmates
here
that testified,
us. He was here
didn't
with
really
us.
Fight it out, like you know, go out of their way, like oh, what happened? Why did you guys send him to jail anyways? I'm gonna fight it out, like you know.
They
I
did
really...
apparently, but you know, a lot of the conspiracy theory is that because of malapit to kay era, malapit.
Who's malapit?
The mom
era? The Chong?
Or the dad? Yeah, the dad or the mom was it? I forget who.
Alright.
So there was like a lot of anomalies in that case, if you think about it.
And then you lose half of your life.
And then
because
they were like, oh,
because of
they
politics.
Changed.
That's screwed up, man.
You know what's funny about this whole thing? Remember the movie A Few Good Men?
Vizconde Massacre.
No, A Few Good Men.
Okay.
Where they were like, oh, they changed the flight record. They took out this flight. And
They
said as much. I go like, who has the power to change flight records?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that the Aznars were a pretty powerful family. Even the Larrañagas were a pretty powerful family because I think Paco's mom was part of the Osmeñas. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, I think. Okay. God, I forgot her name.
Basta.
The older sister, though. Different story. It's Mimi. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Mimi.
Can you not get distracted by your dick? Move on.
No, I'm just saying. It's just that. Because they were claiming the prosecution was claiming that they changed the flight records because it's not impossible to fly out from Manila to Cebu on a private on a private flight. Mm. Like, all right, okay. So granting that he flew from Manila to Cebu on a non-existing flight just to kidnap and rape two sisters and kill them at the same time and then go back to Manila?
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, and that was the only thing they needed to do was prove that he was in Manila.
And all they needed to do was
apparently before the eyes of the judge, it wasn't proven.
It wasn't proven.
That's
which,
the problem.
And yeah, it surprises me because, like I said, I know some of his classmates that were saying that he was there with them.
He was there, and then these are people that's not bound to lie.
They have no
reason to lie.
They have no reason to lie because, like I said, I know these kids. I mean, I know these people.
Why are we into conspiracy theories at the end of the show?
I don't know why. Why did we get that?
It went viral for a while just recently. That Paco thing.
Because you said, why do I sell the house in Cebu?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. But we were like, I wasn't.
So for all you really know, right now, the Larrañagas still own your house.
I think so.
Probably. That's the one in Talamban.
You have a bird. Yeah. Hanging out with your dog, man. That's fucking weird.
That's not a bird. That's a bat.
That's a... What the fuck?
Anyway, right. So...
There's a bat, there's DJs, there's dogs.
So,
perfect night.
Well, just to clear things up, Paco wasn't really my barcada, my childhood.
Yeah, but you guys were neighbors.
We were neighbors. It was him and Popeye that were going
really?
Out. I was closer to
the female
Mano.
Side of
the females.
I was closer to Mano and Mimi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Because Mano was more my age. Mimi was a little older than I am. And then, you know, she prances around in really short shorts and sometimes doesn't wear a bra at home. But that's a different story for another day.
Okay.
I know, right?
I'm just saying, you know, that we know them.
So the big families and the political powers in Cebu didn't really help him out over the years. What's up with that? What's going on with that?
I think they had a hand
in a fight of two political rich families. Everybody would want to clear
okay,
away.
It's like okay, politically it's not viable, so let's stay away from it.
Yes, then we're gonna side with whoever wins because
shit, man.
Because they don't know.
So that's why I can never be a politician.
Like I said, you know, the guy.
I was gonna run for the fucking barangay shit.
I am not gonna stick with you if I don't know that you know your kid didn't actually do it. I wouldn't know. You're gonna tell me that you know your kid is not guilty. The other side is gonna say that you know your kid is guilty. So
I'll stay away from you.
I'm gonna stay away from both
of you. There you go.
Well, see, but then again, you know, if you knew Josman as much as I knew him, you wouldn't be surprised that he actually he probably did it. I was more surprised
But there was there any evidence that Josman actually did it? No.
There was a lot.
It was a lot?
Yeah.
So what the hell is Paco doing in the
hole?
They were
friends.
What the fuck?
That was the only thing. They
were together.
They were hanging out. They were hanging
That's
out together.
And even if you, as a member of a family, you would start to, you know.
And then Josman didn't recant or issue a statement that Paco's not part of
the
whole
family,
thing?
The head of the family will tell you to fucking shut up. Because if your side is not going to win, I'm going to have a problem with this other side.
That's like over the years, Paco should have said something like, you know, not Paco, but Josman. Should have said something like, you know, Paco's not part of it.
Nah.
Why did he
Because he's
keep
just
quiet.
Money.
The
like I
fuck
said,
is wrong with the world,
man? Crazy, man.
Really?
If you know him the way I did.
No, I've heard of the name. I'm just not scared of him because I'm not wired like that.
I'm sure you've heard stories about him.
I did. I don't live in Cebu. I don't have a problem with that.
I'd say 95% of those were true.
Yeah. He lives in Cagayan and then wields the same freaking shit and then I'll kick his ass because I'm wired like that. So now that we're looking at something objectively, I'm looking at it, I was like, seriously, man?
Yeah.
I was like, if the guy is not part of it, dude, be man enough to admit that, you know, you fucking did it and leave him alone.
Heck, even I'm scared of Just Man.
Seriously?
He's smaller than I am.
Why?
That's crazy.
Who cares? No, I've known crazy people all my life.
No, there's crazy, but these are the crazy, like, oh, crazy.
Yeah, so get ready to fight with him, if ever.
Nah, they're just some crazy people that you don't want to deal with.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I have yet to meet somebody like that.
It's not worth it to you.
That's different. That means get sober and then figure it out.
No. What I mean is...
That's different.
So... If somebody who has stabbed several people living in Kamamanan would come up to you and then would ask you to get in a fight, here's the thing. Your instinct is this. So if somehow the law gets...
No. Not somehow the law. You look back. Do you have 30 years of something that would...
But they were kids. That's the thing.
There you go. Yeah,
but they were kids.
I guess that settles the score.
So, right?
Where I am now, I'd probably figure it out in 2 minutes and then go up against you.
It's a different story when you're 50.
When you're 15, you'd probably figure out in 30 minutes and say, I'm still not sure.
30
and then
seconds.
You talk to your dad. And then you talk to your dad and your dad says, I'm a fucking loser. I don't have 30 years. So, like, freaking stay away from it. Or your dad's probably going to go, let's kick their ass.
Yeah.
This is going to be more fun.
Or you care too much about your son.
I want to be that dad, by the way.
Get out. Sending you on a 2-month vacation to whatever wherever you want to be
because
with
we're
this
rich
amount of dollars. Don't get involved in the case.
Because we're rich, we can afford it, and I'm a fucking chicken. That's what your dad's telling you, actually. I don't want to be that dad. So, yeah, well, right now, I'm probably in the at that stage where I can tell you, okay, let's go up against it. Let's say the fucking corrupt cop against that biker thing.
Mm-hmm.
But with the murder thing... Okay, they were younger. Yeah, you have a point there. It's probably not the right time to say...
It's just that, you know, like... I'd probably say that Paco was guilty by association.
Okay, which is not fair what happened to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody,
and the dad didn't fight for it?
Everybody who knows...
No, why didn't Paco actually say something about...
He did.
Not enough, I guess.
It's just that... Like, because of his association with the guy, as an other guy, nobody believes him. Which, like I said, which is sad.
That's like, natural reaction for us not being from there would be, really? He's that guy? Let him come here and then I'll skin him alive. That's how we look at things, right? And then with the people here who are like the Aznar people, we don't really give a shit. Because we can go up with anybody here.
Exactly. That's what's so fair about our city. I was about to say that.
I don't understand why in Cebu you guys are so fucking scared with a fucking family name.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get that. Because over here,
it's from the grandfather down to the upholster.
Fuck that shit.
Crazy.
So, what? If you shoot them, they don't die?
It's the world... It's the Philippines' oldest city, which means it contains the Philippines' oldest
clans. Oldest crooked way of thinking.
Yeah.
You could say that.
A good thing about it is, well, they beat a freaking Spaniard with a fucking bow and arrow, I guess. Other than that... You guys didn't go the right path. Because over here, it doesn't... Give me history in Mindanao where something like that happened. Nothing.
No, in Cagayan, no prominent
family gets away with anything because they're freaking powerful. No.
This city has been known to grow up containing immigrants, and it
in the course of history, we're freaking fair in this island. Everything is fair here.
We said no to the Maranaos. We said no to the... Well, actually, we stole from the Higaonans. No, not the Higaonans. The Higaonans,
yeah.
Who had to leave the lowlands to go up to Bukidnon.
But over there, what was that? Who Asnar owns a school.
Yeah.
Why are they powerful? Why are you guys scared of a guy who owns a school?
I don't know. I own a school. I'm not that crazy.
There you go. See?
Well, I used to.
But you're from here.
We used to own a school. I'm from here, yeah. So that's
a
different story.
See, it's interesting. I mean, let's put it on perspective. Like, what the hell is going on with the people?
I'm just saying.
In Visayas and in Visayas and Mindanao. Visayas and Manila. They even come up with movies like that.
Yeah.
I studied
like
in school.
Like freaking Bing Bong Krasulugo. What the fuck is that? You come here, I'll kick your ass. Right?
He wasn't really my classmate in
Cebu. Who's your classmate? Bing Bong?
Just one.
He wasn't
really my classmate, but he was like, we were on the same year level back in high school.
No, you got influenced by the Visayas cowardness.
I wouldn't say cowardness, but you just know when to... Who to, you know, mess around with and who just to leave alone.
Yeah, because you don't want trouble. That's a different thing.
I'm not from Cebu. I'm a transit there.
What if three of us go there and then just wanted to test it out? Would you be with us, me and Jesse and you?
Just if I was
try Jusman.
You're tame now.
Yeah.
No, let's.
I think they bred
roll
out the
it
crazy.
Back 20 years, 30 years.
I think they bred out the crazy out of them. So
yeah, like 30 okay. years. We just want to try it out. We're from Mindanao. You're Jusman. What? You own a school? And then probably own a few guns?
Actually, you know, there was a time when I was working in Cebu where the threat of... If you go up against somebody from Mindanao...
Not as scary as, like, let's say, ayaw naghilabtibay kay ang papa na kuratong.
No. No.
You don't have that in Visayas. In Mindanao, that's fucking real,
no,
dude.
No, but the scary thing...
I got that.
The scary thing is about people from Mindanao living in Cebu. The worst that they could imagine is that guy could stab you. Run to Mindanao and live a normal life, and you're not going to be able to run after him.
Nah, I'll kill the guy before I go back to Mindanao.
Here's number two. Here's something that worked with a company. Mm-hmm. Okay, so somebody that we know has a Chinese family name, but doesn't look Chinese.
Okay.
So he filed a labor case against a company in Cebu
owned by a Chinese guy.
No. Mm-hmm. A BPO company.
Okay, all right.
He filed a labor case against a BPO company in Cebu, in Marawi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
So how the fuck are you going to respond to that? How the heck are you going to show up?
All right.
So automatic, whatever that he wants, because you guys can't show up.
Yeah.
You will not show up.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Makes sense.
Thank you.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Got everything that he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, that's one of the things. I mean, you know, if you tell somebody that I'm from Cagayan de Oro, I'm from Mindanao, that's one of their biggest fears, which means that you could suddenly retaliate, disappear, and I could not run after you because if I do, I'm going to be risking more.
Or it could be somebody wired like us and, you know, just laugh at you, like threatening us, and just laugh at you. It's like, seriously, dude.
Just try to imagine.
You're threatening us right now?
Just try
Are
to imagine
me?
Running away comfortably in some distant area in Bukidnon where you have relatives or Clavina.
No, not even running away, like getting out of Cebu. Where you're sitting in a bar in Cebu. And then you laugh at them because what the hell is going on?
Yeah, so the first question that's going to pop in your head is, why is this person laughing at me? And what is this person capable of doing? So if I'm gonna mess with this guy, I'm going to hit this guy, I'd rather make sure this guy's going to die. Because if this guy's not going to die, then he's going to extract revenge. And he's
It's
just like Michael Corleone running to Sicily.
Yeah.
No, Michael Corleone is peanuts. Get John Travolta and Face Off. You touch my girl, I burn your whole barrio. You touch my family, I burn your whole city. That's what's fair for me. You wanna do it? Let's start.
Was that Face Off?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
And then I'm gonna leave you the address.
Exactly.
Of where I'm going to in Mindanao, and I'm gonna dare you to come after me.
Exactly. I was like, okay.
come here.
Make your move. I'll get back at you afterwards.
And then I'm going to dial
but
the phone.
But you touched one of my guys.
Atifai. Oh, just kidding. Atifai. Pili ko mapuyo niya.
Tago ko bi.
Tago ko bi. And the first reaction is probably a yes.
Yeah. Are we good?
Yeah, before okay. We...
I'm
just saying.
We gotta go because I need to pee.
Basta rika, mukha ni bubuy.
Stop.
All right.
Till next time. Thanks, everyone, man.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Mike. See you.
Mike Enriquez, you're the man.
Yeah, you're the man.
All right.
So, good night. Say good night, Jess.
Good night, Jess.